Okay, and hello, this is NSF to be safe, and I am going to be reading some more Calvin and Hobbes. It's been a while since I have posted, so I apologize for that. So I had some microphone issues, and so unfortunately I'm back on to using my phone. I do apologize. I think the microphone was better, but I'm stuck on the phone, so I apologize. Anyways, here we are in the first panel. Calvin is watching TV, and there's a news report on it and says, and with that report, we, and Calvin clicks button on the remote control, and it turns the TV off, and it goes pew. And then Calvin is very happy with this, so he walks into the living room, I guess, where his father is, and he points the remote control at him, and he clicks it, and it goes click. And nothing happens, and he says, "Rats." And his dad just kind of looks up in surprise. So the joke here is that Calvin is not a fan of his father, as we will see in multiple comics, and he would like to turn off his father, as it were, with the remote control. You see, he realized it happened with the TV, and he wanted it to. Would be able to basically just zap his father into nothingness like he can with the channels. And unfortunately, remote controls don't work that way. We're stuck with the other people in the world, even the ones we don't like. Sometimes they're our parents. Not me, though. I had pretty good parents. Anyways, okay, let's move on to the next comic. All right. So Calvin is walking around the house. He's yelling, and he says, "Mom, can I take up the floorboards in my room and make a secret passageway?" And his mom says, "Of course not, Calvin. Don't be ridiculous." And he says, "Why can't I?" And she says, "Because you come right through the kitchen ceiling." And I said, "Don't do it." And he says, "Okay." And then in the final panel, he is talking to Hobbs, and they already have ripped up the floorboards, and he says, "How quietly do you think we can nail these back in?" And I think I spoiled the joke there for you, because the joke really is that they've already ripped up the floorboards. They've already done it. He's asking permission after the fact, after he and Hobbs have tried to make a secret passageway, and I wish I had a secret passage. I wish I, like in the Clue game, where you could go to the other side of the house. I wish I had that. Of course, I wouldn't have any reason to have it because I live in a house. I moved recently with two roommates who almost never leave their room, so. Really, the main passageway is almost like a secret passage itself because nobody's ever there. Nobody's ever around. Okay. Moving on to the next comic here. Alright, Calvin is eating dinner with his father, and he's looking very grossed out by it. He says, "What is this disgusting slimy blob?" And his father says, "Try it. You'll love it." And Calvin yells, "Oh yeah? Well, what if I don't love it?" And his father says, "Then it will build character." And Calvin, in the final panel, is very dejected. He says, "That's my dad, always looking out for me." Now, the joke here, of course, is that Calvin's dad always tells Calvin that things that he doesn't like will build character, and that's his way to make him do stuff. When I was younger, I would read these, and I actually didn't quite understand what it meant to build a character. And I guess I still don't. In a way, I mean, what exactly that's supposed to mean? It will make, I guess it just will make you better, you know. But I don't understand why eating food you don't like will make you a better person. I don't know. Sometimes I'm with Calvin. Sometimes his dad. I think just says stuff. Says stuff to make me do things. Alright, let's move on. Let's see. So, in the next one, Calvin's mother is yelling at him. She's saying, "Calvin, you're gonna be late for school. Get up." And then she's outside of his room and she says, "Calvin, it's almost 7:30. Are you up?" And Calvin says from behind his room, "I'm coming." And then in the next panel, Hobbs in his real life stuffed tiger form is out there with a hat and a coat on and a shirt. And and finally in the last panel, Hobbs is saying to Calvin, he's taking off the clothes, he's saying, "See, I told you it wouldn't work." And Calvin says, "Of course not, dummy, you didn't put on any pants." So of course the joke here is that Calvin was trying to pass Hobbs off as himself and get him to go to school for him in his place. Now here's my issue with Calvin's plan, because he's saying that the whole reason it didn't work is that Hobbs didn't put on any pants, which is a fair point, but also, here's the other thing. Hobbs is out there wearing a hat and a coat. He's not wearing the normal red shirt with black stripes that Calvin wears. And he is wearing a hat, which Calvin never wears a hat. So I don't know why Calvin thought this would work to begin with. Okay, like, he doesn't wear a hat. Why would his mom be fooled by Hobbs wearing a hat? It just, he really didn't think this one through. You know, frankly, as one of Calvin's plans, this is not one of the best. Okay, moving on. Calvin and Hobbs are walking, and Calvin asks him, "Do you know where babies come from?" And Hobbs says, "Nope." Calvin asks, "Well, I wonder how one finds out." And Hobbs looks at the back of his shirt, and he says, here, let me see the back of your shirt. And he looks at the tag on the back of Calvin's shirt, and it says, "You came from Taiwan." So, the joke here is, of course, that Hobbs is reading where Calvin's shirt came from, seeing that it came from Taiwan. It has naturally assumed that this is where Calvin came from. And, obviously, this comic is also meant to be, even though it was back in 1986, a, commentary on President Trump's desire to have, U.S. corporations come back to America and not have, people in China making our shirts and stuff like that. So, this is obviously Bill Watterson thinking about 33 years ahead about what the president would want from us. I think we all know that that's really where this comic went. So let's move on to the next one. All right, Calvin has come home. He's opened the door and he's yelling, "Hey mom, when's lunch?" And Calvin's mom is doing stuff and she says, "Later, Calvin, I'm busy." And he starts yelling angrily, "But I'm hungry now, I want to eat." And then in the final panel, he's holding a piece of paper and it says, "A map to the refrigerator." Hilarious. And he looks very, very upset. And the joke here is obviously that his mom drew him a map to the refrigerator to show him where the food is if he really wants to eat. Now, oddly enough, I kind of like his mom's snarky little behavior here, but kind of feel like she could have saved some time just making him something to eat instead of drawing that map. But I guess it's one of those, like, teach a man to fish type scenarios, you know? So I guess giving him a map to the refrigerator is sort of teaching Calvin to fish for his own food, and she's feeding him for life, so I guess long run, you know, she has set Calvin up to where she never ever has to feed him again, so I guess maybe she did, from an efficiency standpoint, do the right thing for her son and for herself, so she can go back to taking care of her plants. Okay. Moving on, we're back. We're on a Sunday coming now, and Calvin is flying around. He's in his spaceman spiff spaceship, and he reads a sign that says "Big Zargold's next exit: 50 Megazorks, over 75 million Earthling burgers served," and then That's the little start comic joke, which is obviously just talking about McDonald's in space. Calvin in the real comic he's running around the house with his toy spaceship, and he's saying, "Spaceman Spiff is going down," and he's knocking over tables and stuff, and then we see, in his imagination world, as Spaceman's Biff, it says, "We join our hero as he struggles to land his damaged spacecraft. The altitude flaps refuse to respond, but fearless Spiff is unfazed. Spiff careens through the alien canyon. Is this the end? No. Moments before impact, Spiff ejects, and Spaceman's Biff has now ejected from the cockpit of his ship. And in the final panel, Calvin is at the bottom of the stairs, all knocked out with, you know, the sort of cartoon stuff flying around his head to show that he's dazed. And his mother is saying, "Now are you through charging around the house, or are you going to fall down the stairs again?" And Calvin's thinking to himself, our hero regains consciousness at the feet of a sarcastic alien. So once again, we see Calvin's mom's got a bit of a sarcastic streak to her. Although I don't know if I would call that sarcasm. Nonetheless, Calvin has apparently fallen down the stairs, pretending to be Spaceman Spiff. He's crashed both real life and metaphorically. Things are coming undone for Calvin and Spaceman Spiff. And now, this sarcastic tall alien might be his undoing. Tune in next time. Anyways, let's move on to the next comic. Calvin's on the phone, and he is talking to his dad, and he says, "Hi, Dad, it's me, Calvin." And he asks him, "How's work going?" "Uh-huh. Pretty day out, isn't it?" "Yep." And then the next panel, he's scratching his head, and he's saying, "Are you bringing home any presents tonight? Are you bringing me home any presents tonight?" "No. Well, just thought I'd ask." And then the final panel, he's saying, "Listen, I suppose you're wondering why I called." And we see that he is standing on top of a ladder with a wrench in his hand, and below him, the entire house is flooded all the way up near to the top of the ladder. So the joke here, obviously, is Calvin wanted to find out if any presents were being brought to him before he lets his dad know that he has done severe amounts of damage to their home. From the looks of it, I would imagine probably, just from what I can see at this final panel, I would have to imagine tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage to their home. So hopefully they have home insurance, I imagine, with a little tyke like Calvin. They probably do. They've probably learned their lesson by now. But I have to imagine their premiums are just through the roof by this point, so. Well, anyways, let's go into the next panel. Next comic. Calvin is behind his father, and he's got his clipboard, and he says he's doing the old poll, taking poll numbers for his dad, and he says, "Dad, your polls took a big dive this week. Your overall dad performance rating was especially low." And he hands the clipboard to his dad, who's looking at it, and he says, "See? Right about yesterday, your popularity went down the tubes." And in the final panel, his dad's yelling at me. He says, "Calvin, you didn't get dessert yesterday because you flooded the house." And Calvin says, "I'd suggest a new line of work, Dad." So this is actually a continuation of the previous comic. That wasn't just a one-off thing. This is carried over into the political realm of the household. Surprisingly, after only one day, they have the house, I guess they've gotten the house right back to normal, because they're living there. Gosh, there must be mildew and mold crazily in that house. Anyways, because, I mean, after one day, you couldn't have cleaned that thing up. Anyways, so, yeah, the joke here, of course, is that Calvin is always trying to basically get his dad unelected from the office of dad, or at least manipulate him into doing things the way that he wants in order to help his public image of his dad. I did finger quotes when I said public image right now. I know you can't see that, so I have to tell you. Obviously, he wants dessert. And, I mean, I guess if you were a little kid, dessert would be high up on the political agenda for dad rule. As we get older, sometimes, you know, dessert becomes a thing that we forgo because we're trying to look lean for society, you know? But when you're a kid, dessert's really just, it's pretty much what the whole day's aiming towards. Nice big chocolate cake or something. So I don't know, if you wanna be good on your parenting polls, give your kids lots of dessert. And don't punish them for flooding your house. Okay, next comic. Let's see. We see an octopus, which is likely Calvin. I'm just going to spoil that for you right now. An octopus that is slimy around the floor, and it says, the octopus is thinking to itself, "The giant slimy octopus oozes across the beach. His hideous presence terrorizes the sleepy waterfront community. With a sucker-covered tentacle, he grabs an unsuspecting tourist. A muffled scream lingers in the salty air." And in the final panel, Calvin is climbing under his mom's chair that she's sitting in and grabbing her leg and making all sorts of weird noises, and she just is looking at him saying, "Do you want something, Calvin?" So the joke here, obviously, is Calvin is, as I forewarned, pretending to be an octopus and just grabbing things with his tentacles, which are really his hands. I did the air quotes there again. He didn't see that. I'm sorry. You know, it, I don't know. I don't really consider octopuses to be, you know, terrorizing. There's not really, you know, a shark maybe could terrorize a sleepy waterfront community, but octopus, I don't know. They're just so, they just kind of flop around, you know? Like, if it was big, I mean, it does say giants, maybe octopus, but I don't know. I don't really find octopuses to be that scary. I just dropped my headphones. That's what that noise was, if you heard that. Okay, let's move on. Alright, we'll go till the next Sunday comic. So, Calvin here is at school. He's got a basketball and he says, "Uh-oh, here comes Mo, the class bully." And Mo, the class bully, comes in and says, "Okay, Twinkie, let's have that ball." And then Calvin hands it over and says, "Sure, Mo, all yours." And hands it over in the final panels. Calvin says, "Never argue with a 6-year-old who shaves." So, the joke here is, of course, that Calvin, like many of us, has no backbone when it comes to physical aggression from the powers that be. In this case, it happens to be Bo, a very large, dumb 6-year-old bully. And, you know, I don't blame Calvin for handing over the basketball. I probably would too. I think we all know that we would too. If you're at home thinking you would have stood up to Boo, you're probably kidding yourself. But if you aren't, good for you. And if you were the Mo of your class, well, bad for you. So don't be a bully. That's the lesson that I have for you. Alright. The next panel, Calvin is on the swing and Mo is back again. He says, "Hey, you took my favorite swing." And Calvin says, "That's true, Mo. How about that?" And Mo sits there thinking and he just says, And then, in the final panel, he's still thinking, and Calvin says, "His train of thought is still boarding at the station." So in this comic, the joke is we learn that Mo might possibly have some sort of mental issues, which are affecting his ability, his cognitive abilities to wrap his mind, his head around the predicament that Calvin has presented for him, which is that he took his favorite swing. And, you know, Calvin's kind of being a reverse bully here a little bit. Reverse bully with words. By making Mo think about stuff. Think about stuff that he don't want to think about. And making fun of him? Yeah, he is. So, I don't know. The bully got bullied. But, two wrongs don't make a right. You know? Think about that. Okay. Next comic, we are back with Mo again. Let's see who gets the better of each other in this round. Calvin walks up to him and he says, "Mo, I was wondering something. Are your maladjusted antisocial tendencies the product of your berserk pituitary gland?" And Mo just stands there, not sure what to say. And then he says, "What?" And final panel, Calvin says, "Any great folks, let's give him a big hand." Now, here, I don't know. I'm starting to think Calvin might be more the jerk here, because he's just making fun of him. He even walked up to him to do this. It's not like Mo came up to him and Calvin started mouthing off. Calvin went out of his way to find Mo and say all this stuff. And frankly, you know, Calvin, I think, is just, I think Calvin's one of those kids who thinks just knowing a lot of big words makes him sound smart. So he's saying all this stuff like maladjusted and antisocial and pituitary gland. 6-year-olds don't know this stuff. He knows that. So he's just trying to show off. Make Mo seem like a big dummy. And then treat him badly. Make him seem like, to the audience at home, that Mo's just a big idiot. So, I don't know. I'm starting to join Team Mo here. Thinking Calvin's maybe we're the jerk in this situation. Well, anyways, that brings us to the next Sunday comic, and I'm gonna leave things there. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope to have some more for you in the not too distant future. Thank you for listening, and bye.